So we're learning the bracha of Haidah, the bracha of Moedim, which begins with Moedim Anachnu Loch, Sha'ato Hu Hashem Aleikeinu V'Aleikei Aviseinu Lo'oilam Vod. We thank you for you are our God and the God of our forefathers for all eternity. So, simple meaning, says the Eitz Yosef, is that we are giving Hoidah to the Rebbeinu Shlom, we are thanking Hashem for choosing us, that his name should be called upon us, that he is called Elokei Yisrael, that he is called the God of Yisrael, and upon our forefathers, that Hashem is called Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, and that will never change. Hashem will never change us for another nation. So that's Moedim Anachnu Loch. For what? For that you are our God, that you are Lekeinu, and that you are Lekei Aviseinu for all eternity. That's never going to change. Then the Eitz Yosef says something very interesting. That provoked a whole bunch of different thoughts. He says that Moedim, the word Moedim, the gematria, the numerical value of the word Moedim, is 100. Mem is 40, Vav is 6, that's 46. Dalet is 4, that's 50. Yud is 10, that's 60. And Mem is 40, that's 100. Moedim is gematria 100, which represents the mea brachos that we say every day. We thank Hashem 100 times every day. Moedim anachnu loch. We thank you, and we're not just referring to right now, we're referring to the 100 times we thank Hashem every day. Because Chazal were Mesakin, they established that we should say 100 brachas every day. So, this got me thinking as to why Chazal were Mesakin, specifically that we should make 100 brachas every day. Why 100 brachas? The Baal HaTurim brings this Chazal that we're supposed to make 100 brachas every day. I'm almost sure that he brings it 6 times in the Torah. Once, he brings it on the Pasuk in Parshas Bereshis, in Sefer Bereshis, where Shem ben Noach says, Baruch Avram lekel elyon koinei shemayim v'oretz. He says, blessed is Avram to Hashem, who acquired heaven and earth. Says the Baal HaTurim there that there are 7 psukim in the Torah that are a bracha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He lists all 7 psukim that are a bracha to Hashem. And if you add all of the words of all 7 psukim together, there are 100 words. He says about Baal HaTurim, here's one remez that to mea brachas b'chol yayim, to 100 brachas every day. Another time the Baal HaTurim brings it is by the Adonim of the Mishkan. The Mishkan had a base were made out of silver sackets. There were 100 sackets. Ma'as Adonim. Says the Baal HaTurim that Kenegdam Tiknu Me'a Brachas B'Cholyan. That corresponding to the 100 sackets, Chazal established 100 brachas every day. Another time he brings it. Right. Okay. So that we have to understand that also. We'll get there. I hope we'll get there. And the pasuk va'atem ad pashas ve'aschanan va'atem ad veikim Hashem alekeichem chayim kulchem ayoyim. You are connected to Hashem, your God. You are all alive today. There is in the Sefer Torah usually on the letter Kuf in the Sefer Torah. There's only one tag. There's only some of the letters are crowns. There's only one tag. On the letter Kuf of Hadveikim, there are three tagim. Says the Baal HaTurim, tagin ala Kuf. The reason why there's a crown on the Kuf is to allude to the Me'a Brachas B'chol Yom Kuf. The numerical value of the letter Kuf is 100. It comes to allude to 100 brachas b'chol yom. Kuf. Kif. That's what he says. He says on the letter Kuf of Hadveikim, there is three tag. Yeah. I think Shachnas Getz is Ma'akiv. I think other letters they have also. That was number 1, 2, 3. Number 4 is he brings on the pasuk that Chazal actually darshan in Parshas Ekev. It says in the pasuk, "Va'ata mo Hashem alekecha shoel miyim." Va'ata Yisrael, now Yisrael, mo Hashem alekecha shoel miyim. What does Hashem ask of you? Kim liyira, only to fear Hashem, to love Him, to follow His ways, to observe His mitzvahs. So Chazal say, "Al tikra mo elameya." Don't read it ma, which is mem hey, ma Hashem alekecha shoel miyim. Rather read it meya, meya Hashem alekecha shoel miyim. Hashem requests of us 100 brachas. Number 5 is a pasuk in Hazino, where Hashem says to Moshe, "V'kam ha'am hazeh v'zona." This nation, after you die, Hashem says to Moshe, this nation is going to get up and they're going to deviate from the path. So here again, the Baal HaTurim says tagin ala kuf. On the letter kuf of kam, there are tagin. What he's told Moshe is that they're going to repulse the 100 brachas that they're supposed to make every day. And finally, in Parshas V'zois HaBracha, it says V'zois HaBracha Sheberach Moshe Ishu Alekim. This is the blessing that Moshe, the godly man, blessed them. Says the Baal HaTurim that the Rosh HaTevis, the first letters of Moshe Ishu Alekim, is Mea, to represent this V'zois HaBracha Sheberach Moshe Ishu Alekim. Says Baal HaTurim, this is to represent the Mea Brachas B'chol Yom. The 100 brachas you're supposed to make every day. So, I want to try to figure out why the Me'a brachas b'chol yom, why the 100 brachas every day are alluded to specifically in these pesukim. This week's parsha is Nosai. We have Berachas Kehanim. Usually, Parshas Nosai comes out immediately after Shavuos. Sometimes it comes out right before Shavuos. but it's always either the Shabbos right before Shavuos or the Shabbos, most of the time Shabbos after Shavuos. In Parshas Nosa, we have Birchas Kehana. Now, this is not an accident that Birchas Kehana is always read in the vicinity of Kabbalah Sal Torah. And the proof is that every morning, as soon as we say Birchas HaTorah, the first thing we say is Birchas Kehana. Right? As soon as we say Birchas HaTorah, we say Yivarachach Hashem Yishmerecha, Yoreh Hashem Pono Vadecha V'chonecha. So, we need to try to figure out what is the connection between Kabbalah Sal Torah and Birchas Kehana. There's a Gemara that appears a few times in Shas that talks about when Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos, or when the first day of Sukkot falls on Shabbos, or when Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos. As I said that already. Rosh Hashanah, Sukkot, or Purim falls on Shabbos. And Chazal tell us that even though the Torah says to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah, the Torah says to shake lulav on Sukkot, even if it falls on Shabbos, the Chacham came along and uprooted the mitzvah. They said not to perform the mitzvah on Shabbos, and the same applies to Megillah. One should not read the Megillah on Shabbos. And the reason they give is a very difficult reason. There's a gezeira, a decree, Shemi Yavirenu Dalad Amos B'Shisarav. There's a concern that a person might carry the shofar, the lulav, or the megillah for Amos in Rosh Hashanah. It's a very, very distant and far-fetched chashash, and it's very difficult to say, to just understand this on a simple level, that this is why Chazal went and uprooted a mitzvah Esa Deraisa, a positive biblical mitzvah for such a distant concern. So here's what I'd like to say. The purpose of a bracha. What is the purpose of a bracha? The purpose of a bracha is for a person, in everything in the world, a person can be connected or a person can be disconnected. When a person is involved in any type of activity, a person can be connected to what they're doing or they can be disconnected. There are four types of dveikus that is incumbent upon a Jew. Four types of connection. There is dveikus b'Hashem, v'atama dveikim b'Hashem elokeichem. We're supposed to connect to Hashem. That's the first type of dveikus. There's dveikus to Torah and mitzvahs. We say every day by havarabe v'davek libeinu b'mitzvah yisachal. We're supposed to connect our heart to the mitzvahs, connect to the Torah. That's the second type of dveikus. There's a third type of dveikus, is to connect ourselves to the Chachamim, to Talmid Chachamim. Chazal asks, and it says in the Pasuk, Boy Sidbok, it says, you should connect to Hashem. Chazal asks, how can you connect to Hashem? Hashem is Eish Oichla, Hashem is a consuming fire. Chazal say, one should connect to Talmid HaChacham. So that's the third type of dveikus. Dveikus to Talmid HaChacham. And the fourth type of dveikus is connecting to Klal Yisrael. A person is supposed to connect to other Yidden. The the word bracha, Chassam Sofer says, the word bracha is made up of two words, bar and koi, beis resh and kafei. The word bar means externity, means the outside. It's an Aramaic word for externity. Braisa is the outside. And koi, says the Chassam Sofer in a Kabbalistic manner, koi means the pnimius. Koi means to the internal part of everything. The internal component of everything. So everything has a bar and a koi. If someone is disconnected, the person is attaching to the bar. A person is just connected to the superficiality of what's going on. A person sometimes does think they do it superficially. They're not connecting to it. That's when the person is connected to bar, to the outside. When a person is connected, the person is connected to the koi, to the internal component of whatever the person is involved in. This is why the introduction to Birchas Kehanim is Koi Sevarchu Es Bnei Yisrael. Koi, this is how you shall bless Bnei Yisrael. Meaning, here lies the interpretation, the definition of a bracha. The definition of a bracha is Koi, is connecting to the internal component of everything. Now, since there are four types of dveikus, dveikus b'Hashem, dveikus to Torah mitzvahs, dveikus to klal Yisrael, and dveikus to chachamim, so there's four types of koi. Now, the gematria of koi is kaf hei is 25. Here is where we get to mea brachas b'chol yom. Here's where we get to 100 brachas every day. Because there are four types of connection, four types of dveikus that is incumbent upon ourselves, and that dveikus is represented by koi. That's what bracha is. This is where we get to 100 brachas every day. 4 times 25. Now it happens to be that there are four types of brachas. Right? There are brachas hanahenin. There are brachas that we make before we benefit from this world, before we take it, before we eat, before we drink. That's called brachas hanahenin. The brachas before we benefit from this world. There is brachas hamitzvahs. There's brachas that we make before we perform a mitzvah. Asher kiddushanu b'mitzvahisa v'tivanu al netilas yadayim al mitzvahs tzitzis lahadlik ner shel Shabbos. All the bracha, brachas hamitzvahs that we make, that's the second type of bracha. Then there's a bracha called brachas hashevach, brachas of praise to Hashem. When it thunders or it lightens, we say a bracha shekoychek v'rasam v'layolam. All the brachas we have during davening, yoytzer orev orech choyshech mal v'sharum em matir asurim, those are brachas of shevach. We're praising Hashem. And then there's brachas hoidah, brachas of thanksgiving, such as hagoyim el chayyavim tovis, when a person is obligated to thank Hashem because something happened to them. It's called brachas hoidah. If we would analyze these four brachas, we would realize that they correspond to the four types of dveikus that we need to have. Right, brachas hamitzvahs obviously correspond to the dveikus that we have, that we're obligated to be v'davak lebeinu b'mitzvah sechel, the dveikus we're supposed to have to mitzvahs. Birchas Hashevach, where we're praising Hashem, is connecting to Hashem. That's Birchas Hashevach. Birchas Hanehenen is a tkana of Chazal. Chazal made a tkana. They established Asr lehenes me'olam hazeh b'lay bracha. It is forbidden to benefit from this world without a bracha. By making a bracha over before benefiting from this world, we are giving ourselves over to the chacham. And then there's the birchas haidoah, which is a person doesn't only need to make for themselves. If anybody passes by any of the places where miracles happen for Klal Yisrael, we're obligated to make a bracha. Baruch sha'asa neis. That Hashem performed a miracle for Bnei Yisrael. It's the type of bracha that connects us to all of Klal Yisrael. So we have four types of brachas corresponding to the four types of dveikus that we're supposed to have, which is the entire purpose of the bracha. The entire purpose of the bracha is to create that dveikus, to separate the bar from the koi, to separate the external from the internal, and to connect to the koi of every matter of this world, which is the reason for Mea Brachas, 4 times 25. Kabbalah Satoira was only able to come about through these four types of dveikus. It says in the pasuk, "Vayichan sham Yisroel neged ahar ki ish echad b'leiv echad." Torah was only able to be given because we camped as one with one heart, as one man. There was dveikus to Klal Yisroel. Anoichi v'lo yielacha. The first two dibris mepi agvura shemana. We heard directly from Hashem. There was dveikus v'Hashem. From there forward, Torah tziva lanu Moshe. Torah, Chazal say, is gematria 611. 611 mitzvahs tziva lanu Moshe. Moshe commanded us. And we subjugated ourselves to Moshe Rabbeinu. It's dveikus to the Talmid Chachamim. So we have dveikus to Klal Yisrael, dveikus to Hashem, dveikus to Moshe Rabbeinu. And obviously, we accepted the Torah and mitzvahs, which was dveikus to Torah and mitzvahs. As a result of Kabbalah Satoira, we come to Koyse Varchu as Bnei Yisrael. This is where we come to the bracha that we deserve, the bracha, the Birchas Kehanim of Yivrachu Hashem Yishmerecha. So immediately after Kabbalah Satoira, we always have Birchas Kehanim. Now we're Zoicha to bracha. When we have four types of dveikus, now we're Zoicha to bracha. And that's why every morning, as soon as we say the bracha, the Birchas HaTorah, and we commit ourselves to the four types of dveikus, we can then say, Yivarecha Hashem Yishmerecha. Now we're zoicha to the brachas of the Torah HaKadosh. So perhaps this is why the Baal HaTurim alludes to this specifically in these pesukim that he brings. First, as a general rule, he tells us that what is Mea Brachas all about? He tells us Atma Dveikim Hashem Alekechem. It's about Dveikis. That is what Mea Brachas is about. That's why there's tagging on the kuf of Hadveikim to tell us that on the word Hadveikim, this is what Mea Brachas is all about. It's about Dveikus. It's about connecting to the internal component of every matter in this world. Okay, now let's get to the specifics. On the Pesukim Parshas Bereishis, there are 7 Pesukim that talk about the Bracha Lashem, which represents connecting to Hashem. That is the first type of dveikus, dveikus v'Hashem. Then he brings the ma'as that the Mea Brachas correspond to the 100 sockets. What were the 100 sockets made out of? silver. Everything else in the Mishkan was made out of gold. 100 stocks were made out of silver. Where did they get the silver from? Machtzis HaShekel. Why is there why Machtzis HaShekel? Why half a shekel? Says the Al Shulchan Kodesh. So that every Yid should realize that we're only a half. And that we need, in order to be a whole, we need to connect other Jews. The whole, the Adonim represent the Dveikus of Klal Yisroel. So there, says the Baal HaTurim, oh, Me'ah Brachos B'chol Yoyim corresponds to the Me'ah Ma'as Adonim, the Dveikus of Klal Yisroel. Yeah. It was for the sake of the Adon, to make the Adon. And then, Parshas Ekev, where the Pasuk says, Mo Hashem Elokecha Shalomim, what does Hashem ask of you, which talks about all of the mitzvahs that Hashem commands us? All the things Hashem asks of us, the mitzvahs, the vekas and mitzvahs, Al Tikkun Amah El Ameya. Here is again another remez to the Meya Brachas B'chol Yom, when we're talking about mitzvahs. And then finally, Moshe Yishua Lekim, when it talks about the Talmud Chacham, the Chachamim, Moshe Yishua Lekim's Rosh HaTevis, Meya, once again, Meya Brachas B'chol Yoyim, the fourth type of Dveikus, the Dveikus to the Talmud Chacham. Now, the word Amma and the word Meya share the same letters, right? Amma is Aleph Mem Hey, Meya is Mem Aleph Hey. Same letters, just different order. I have four Rosh HaTevis on these letters, Aleph Mem Hey or Mem Aleph Hey, however you want to say it, that represent these four types of Dveikus. Dveikus Bashem is represented by the words Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, our God, the King of the World. Ribono Shel Olam. It's words that we say when we make every single bracha. Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. That's Dveikus Bashem. When we talk about mitzvahs, the Pasuk says multitude of times in the Torah, Anoichi Metzavcha Hayoim. Again, Rosh HaTevis, first letters of Aleph Mem Hey, Anoichi Metzavcha Hayoim. I am commanding you today. Represents Dveikus and mitzvahs. Representing Talmid HaChachamim, the Baal HaTurim says, Moshe Yishua Lekim, Mem Aleph Hey, Moshe Yishua Lekim, Moshe the Godly Man. That's the third type of Dveikus. Dveikus and Talmid Chacham. And then, representing the Dveikus of Klal Yisrael, there is a saying in Chazal, Ahave Mekalkeles Hashura. Love destroys logic. And that no matter how many reasons we might have not to like another Jew, Ahava Mekalkeles Hashura. Love destroys logic. Love overcomes any reason. So we have the Rosh HaTevis of Amma or Meya represent these four different types of Dveikus, which is represented in Meya Brachas B'chol Yoyim. There are 100 brachas that we need to make every day, which is for the reason of the four types of Dveikus. Four times Koi. Meya is Rosh HaTevis, these four types of Dveikus. Alekenim Elech HaOlam, Anoichim Etzav Chayoyim, Moshe Esh Alekim, and Ahavim Mekalkeles Hashura. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam gave us a mitzvah of taking on Sukkos four species, a lulav, an esrog, hadas, and arava, and bringing them together. Four. Four has got to mean, and bring them together. We've got to be talking about dveikus here. Four different types of dveikus. Right? So we have the hadasim, which Chazal say represent the eyes. Who are the Einei Ha'eda? Chazal say, who are the eyes of Klal Yisrael? Tamid Chachamim. Represents Dveikus to Tamid Chachamim. The Aravas represent the lips that speak the words of Torah, which is Dveikus and Torah. Lulav represents the spine, which is the koima of a person, the whole stature of a person. All the Sfarim HaKadoshim tell us that Klal Yisrael is one stature, represented by the lulav. We're all one stature. And the esrig, which corresponds to the heart, represents the life of the world, the life of Klal Yisrael, the source of existence. That gives life to the entire Bria, which is Dveikus Bashem. So the connection of the four minim represent these four types of Dveikus that is incumbent upon a Yid to have. Purim. How many mitzvahs are there on Purim? Four mitzvahs. Right? There's four mitzvahs. There's reading the Megillah. Mishta v'simcha, having a meal and drinking. Then there's the Mishloach Monos. And Matanas Lavyayinim. Once again, Mikra Megillah. Reading the Megillah is an establishment of Chazal, Chachamim. Reading about Mordechai and Esther, and how by subjugating to Mordechai and Esther, we were zoicha to the tremendous miracle of Purim. So represents connecting to the Chachamim. That's what Mikra Megillah is. Mishta v'simcha is being joyous with Hashem, with Hashem's salvation. It's connecting to Hashem. Mishloach Monos Ishtarayehu is connecting to Klal Yisrael. And Matanas Levyonim is the mitzvah of Tzedakah, which whenever we find the word mitzvah stam in Chazal, is referring to Tzedakah. So, once again, we have Purim represents these four mitzvahs. Shofar. How many times do we blow shofar? Malchias, Zechroinis, Shofaris, and then one more time. Right? There's four times we blow shofar. Malchias, declaring Hashem as king. When is Hashem king? We say it in the Psukim of Malchias. Vayibi Shurin Melech. When is the Rabbi Yishlam king? Bis'asef Rosh Hayom Yachad Shivtei Yisrael. When Klal Yisrael comes together as one. Malchias represents connecting to Klal Yisrael. Zechroinus is when we talk about Akedas Yitzchak. Well, Yitzchak, we are remembering and connecting to Yitzchak, forfeiting everything to connect to the Rabbi Nishtalim. Zechroinus represents our connection to Hashem. Shofaris is when we talk about Mamad Har Sinai, where we receive Torah and Mitzvahs. It represents our connection to Torah and Mitzvahs. And then, why do we blow another time? We blow another time because Chacham said to do so. Right? It's our submission to the Chachma Yisrael. It's connecting to the Chacham. And that's why, how many koilas are we supposed to hear on Rosh Hashanah? Mea koilas! We're supposed to hear mea koilas, 100 koilas. Because Elikeinu Malach HaOlam, because mea is because Mea is Moshe Ish Alekim and Mea is Ahavim Mekalkelas Ashura. It represents all four different types of Dveikus. Shabbos is a day which is called in the Zohar Rozo de Echad. It's a day which is, we're supposed to focus on one connection only. The connection, our connection to Hashem. It's not a time to focus on the other connections. It happens to be that when we're connected to Hashem, all the other ones fall into place as well. We end up connected to Hashem's children, and we end up connected to Hashem's Torah, and we end up connected to the Talmid HaChamim. But on Shabbos, we're only supposed to focus on a connection, on our connection to Hashem. The other ones are just a result of that connection. It's a Rosa de Echad. Ato Echad. V'shimcho Echad. Yikamcho Yisroel Ge'echad. It's a Rosa de Echad. In comparison to the Echad of Shabbos, Shabbos is therefore called Rishus HaYachid. Shabbos is called the Rishus HaYachid. Private domain. It's the Rishus of the Yechida Shel Olam. The Rishus, it's all about becoming one with Hashem. In comparison to Shabbos, all those other Dveikus are considered Rishus HaRabim. They're considered the public domain. So when Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos, or Sukkot falls on Shabbos, Rosh Hashanah when we have those four different types of Dveikus by Tekiyah Shofar, or on Sukkot when we have the four Minim that represent the four types of Dveikus, or when Purim falls on Shabbos, when we have the four mitzvahs that represent the four different types of Dveikus, when they fall on Shabbos, Chacham said, no, don't do that. Shema Yavirenu Arba Amos, because you might take the four Amma, four types of Amma, right? The Akenu Melech HaOlam, the Anoichim Mitzavcha HaYoyim, the Moshe Isha Lekim, and the Havim HaKalkelas Ashura, you might take those four Ammas into Rishus HaRabim. And that's not what Shabbos is made for. Shabbos is only made for connecting to Hashem. So therefore, the Chacham said, no lulav, no shofar, no megillah, just Shabbos Kodesh. Just Echad, Rishus HaYochid, just the Rabbeinu Shlomo himself. Interesting that in Shulchan Aruch, in the Halacha, there's no problem getting to 100 brachas a day with all the davening that we do. Yeah. And there's no problem getting at Shabbos, it's very difficult to get to those 100 brachas because we only have 7 brachas by Shemnes instead of 18. And usually we daven 18 brachas or 19 brachas 3 times a day, and now we only have 7 brachas 3 times a day. Yeah, so on Shabbos, we have tremendous difficulty getting to the Mei Brachos. Why? Because Shabbos, you really don't need it. Because Shabbos, the whole purpose for the Mei Brachos is 4 times 25, because we need the 4 times Koi, the 4 times of Dveikus. But on Shabbos, you only need 1 type of Dveikus. Lemaisa, we try to get to the 100 Brachos on Shabbos as well. But you see that the Inyan of Shabbos is Rishus HaYochid, just focusing on our Dveikus with Hashem. So this is why, when it comes to Moedim, which is thanking Hashem, which represent, as the Eitz Yosef says, Moedim is Gematria 100, representing the Mei Brachos. So what we do is, we're speaking, right, when we say it. We're speaking, that's the lips, the Arovas. We are bowing down, bending our koyma, we're bending our spine, which represents the lulav. We are saying it hopefully with heart, which corresponds to the esrig. The only one we're missing is the eyes, and which the eyes represent our connection to the chachamim. Says the Gemara that when the shliach tzibur comes to moedim, everybody else should say a different moedim. Moedim derabanan. A moedim derabanan. And why is it called moedim derabanan? Because it's a collection of, the Gemara brings a whole collection of what each one of the rabbanan said to say. And the moedim that we say at that time is a collection of what all those chachamim said. We don't find this by any other bracha. It's because the dveikus and the chachamim is the only thing that's missing by moedim.
The eyes are there, the lips are there, the spine is there, the heart is there. But the Chachamim, what happened to the Chachamim? Moedim Drabbanan. We'll say Moedim Drabbanan to connect ourselves to the Chachamim too. You should know that the name of the Satan, the Satan is an angel, and he has an angelic name. The way it's spelled is Samach Mem Aleph Lamed. The Aleph Lamed part of his name is godly. That's Hashem's name. The first part of his name is the Tumah part of his name, the Samach Mem, 60 and 40, the 100. Right? The Samach, his Koyach, the Samach Mem's Koyach, is to separate that dveikus. That is what the Samach Mem works on day and night, is that there shouldn't be any of these dveikus. We shouldn't be davikta, we shouldn't be connected to Hashem, we shouldn't be connected to the Chachamim, we shouldn't be connected to each other, and we shouldn't be connected to the Torah mitzvahs. That is what he's working on. The Me'ah Brachas B'chol Yoyim is what keeps us connected, and it is our Shmira against the Samach Mem. And that's why it says that the Me'ah Koilis of the Shofar, why do we blow 100 times? Kela Arviv HaSatan. Right? It's in order to confuse the Satan. It's 100 against 100. That is what the Me'ah Koilis are about, and that's what the Me'ah Brachas are about. So the Leib Shalom, that through Moedim, through 100 times a day, we should be Zeichet to be Dovuk B'Hashem into the Chachamim, into Torah and Mitzvahs, and to each other. And that is how we will overcome the Satan, and we should be Zoicha Bekorev to thank Hashem, his galus, the Vias Mashiach Tzidkenu, b'mehera b'yameinu.